Good morning. Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. This morning we are going to be celebrating a great day, the day of Pentecost. Now, I know up until about 3 or 4 years ago, I had no idea what this was. This is the day that the gifts of the Holy Spirit become useful tools for all of the followers of Jesus Christ. And we are going to read from the Gospel of John, straight from Jesus' words, what this is all about. I'd ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the Gospel text. We are reading from John 15, chapters 26 and 27, and from 16, 4b through 15. We read as follows in the name of our Lord. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you the things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Amen. Please be seated. For those of you that read in your bulletin this morning, the title for this sermon is The Comforter Is Come. Now, when I was reading through this, this popped out to me as one of the most significant phrases through this text. Now, when we all think of comfort, we think of being able to just relax, being able to just sit down, sit there, and not have a care in the world. And now when we look at this, where the Holy Spirit is being called the Comforter, it makes it real clear. He is our Comforter. He is our comfort. He is the one that guides us, leads us, and shows us what we are to do. Out of our second scripture reading this morning, it says that he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, if you don't know this, you are saints. He is making intercession for us. He knows what we need. He is the Spirit of truth. And He comes from the Father to us. Now, it does seem a little bit weird. That the one being sent from the Father is making intercession to the Father. But He needs to be there. Otherwise, we won't know what to do. Through faith, the Holy Spirit is working through us, even when we have no idea what's happening. I'm sure we can all point out things in our lives when we did something, and at the time we had no idea what the consequences would be. Or the rewards. But we knew that we had to do it. That's the Holy Spirit working. Many times when I'm sure we have talked to people, done something for them, we had no idea what we were doing. But we felt that we needed to do it. And then later we come to find that that was a turning point in that person's life. But we had nothing to do with it. That is the Holy Spirit working through us. When Jesus was telling us that the Holy Spirit was coming, He said that He had to leave for the Holy Spirit to come. And it was much better for us if He would leave now. This is very true. Jesus Christ died on the cross, washed away the sins of the ones that are faithful in Him. So now when God wants to pass judgment, He cannot, because He has already passed judgment. And the Holy Spirit is now with us. And He is speaking to God for us. He is working for God through us. He lets us know when we are doing right. Lets us know when we are doing wrong. You know, I've been asked a few times that if that is that your conscience. But no, that is not your conscience. Your conscience is based upon culture, your moral values, and, sad to say, your greed. Because we can always bend our moral values if we can get something a little bit better for ourselves. The Holy Spirit will work with our conscience. But anyone who asked Hitler if he was doing right or wrong got the answer that he was doing right. According to his conscience, it was right to kill all Jews. That can't be a leading of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can work through other people. There have been cases of people that are not believers or followers, and they have done things that helped other people in the long run. That is God through the Holy Spirit working. Now we are living in that comfort. While we are here on this earth, as followers of Jesus Christ, what do we have to worry about? We have absolutely nothing to worry about. Our sins have been forgiven through our faith, and also through our faith, our actions are righteous because they are done through the Holy Spirit. Many times we seem to wonder if we are doing what is best, but we have no need to worry about that as long as we let our desires become less and His desires become more. Because everything that we can possibly do can be done by the Holy Spirit. We all know that there's no way that of ourselves we can bring someone else to know Christ. It is never accomplished by something that we do. It is only ever accomplished by something that has been done through us. We can, in our own actions, hurt someone's beliefs or their faith. But as long as we acknowledge that Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit are working through us and in us, great things can be done. This last verse, 15, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Now what did Jesus have? Jesus had everything. He had the power to do miracles. He had all the knowledge. He always knew the right thing to say. He could handle any temptation. All these things are Jesus Christ's. And the Holy Spirit has given them to us. So what does that mean? That means that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do anything. Not anything for our own gain, but anything for the gain of the Father. Now you might think that, well, Jesus could do miracles, so through the Holy Spirit, I can do miracles. It's not going to be that simple. We're not going to be able to pull off a miracle as a sign. But I know for many of you who follow the mission fields, there, you know that there are still miracles that happen all the time. But they're not done so that believers may believe more. They are done so that people may be healed and people may believe in God. And Jesus Christ had the ability to withstand any temptation. So what does that mean for us? That means we can withstand any temptation. I know for myself personally, it comes down to a point of if I want to withstand that temptation. But no matter what we do, no matter how hard it may seem, we have the power to do it through the Holy Spirit. Because this is what has been given to us. As followers and as believers, we have been given all of this power. We can take comfort in that. Because it is there. It is there for us. Our lives mean nothing. Now, I don't like hearing that at all, and I'm sure a lot of you don't like hearing that either. But without the Holy Spirit, our lives mean nothing. Through the Holy Spirit, we can mean a lot. We can be used as tools . Now, I'm sure a lot of you wouldn't like being called a tool. But it's actually, in this context, pretty comforting. Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Ghost are using us as tools. Whether we're a screwdriver, whether we're a welder, screwdriver being something that you can use for a lot of things, a welder being something you can only use for a few things, we are all tools. We are all in the toolbox. And we all have a purpose. We all can sit comfortably in that toolbox because the Comforter is come. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Father, we ask that you would guide that word to our hearts and our heads, Father, that it may be used for your glory. Father, we ask that you would be with each and every one of us as we go out this morning, that we may be used for your purpose in whatever way you need us to be used, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now humble your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.